Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The Jubal Show on demand. First date follow up.
Whitney farted.
What?
Whitney farted.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about Whitney, who's on the phone for a first date follow up today.
She farted on our date?
Well, I don't know. I do know. I read the email. We'll get to that part in just a second. But Whitney, how are you? Thank you for your email. Before you tell us about the date, how long has it been since you heard from the guy that you went out with?
Hey, Jubal. It's been about 2 weeks since we went out.
About 2 weeks. What's his name, by the way?
Oh, his name's Chad.
Chad, all right.
Chad.
And how many times have you tried to get a hold of Chad since your date?
Well, so after our date, I messaged him three times on Tinder. That's where we match. And then I've tried to text him a few times too. And I thought he was replying because the blue bubble popped up, but then he never hit send.
We'll get to the fart thing in just a second. I thought that was a very interesting note in your email. But what'd you guys do for your date?
Oh my God, it's so awkward. Well, the date was good other than that. So he took me out to this new steak restaurant in town that I've been wanting to check out, and it was fantastic. The food was amazing. He was so sweet. I mean, the whole date, the vibes were just amazing from start to finish.
Okay.
Other than the restaurant, though, tell us a little bit about him.
Oh my gosh, Chad, he's so sweet and he's funny, and he even sang me a little song. Like, it was so cute.
Sang you Aww. A song.
He serenaded
yeah,
you?
Yeah, he literally. Yeah, he serenaded me. I don't know, he comes out with these little I don't know, beatbox or whatever on his own. And he just made a little, I guess, ditty up whenever we were eating dinner about me.
Aww.
And it was just so sweet.
Was it loud? Was it really loud so the whole restaurant heard it? Or was it just kind of to you guys? Just hey, Whitney.
No.
Did you just fart? Did he say that too?
Oh my God, stop. It wasn't that bad.
Okay. Well, your email said that you think you might not be calling you back because you farted on the date. So tell us a little bit about the fart.
Okay, so we were eating dinner and it accidentally slipped. Obvious, if I could have helped it, I would have run to the bathroom before. But it just hit me out of nowhere and I was so embarrassed and I apologized and excused myself. And he just kind of giggled oh, no big deal. So I really thought it was fine. And the rest of the date went great. So I don't know why that would be a big deal when he was still having a good time after.
That would be yeah. super embarrassing. But yeah. no, I mean, that's a natural thing.
It is natural, but yeah. how bad did it smell?
How loud was it?
No, it was not that, okay? It was not oh my gosh. This girl's killing me with her farts.
And if you think a girl is cute, then her attractive, then her farts are usually cute. Alex and I are married, if you didn't know that. And I've heard Alex fart maybe twice in our relationship. And each time I was that was adorable.
Come on, stop it right now.
The best one was the one time when I heard her in the shower. Because I just walked in to the bathroom and she was in the shower and she had farted a little bit before. And she went, yeah, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, yeah, buds. And I was did you just say yeah, buds because you farted? Yeah, and she's buds. Yeah, I did.
Now I can't say yeah, buds anymore. Because it reminds me of that every time.
My cheeks.
But either way, it was cute. So maybe you had an adorable fart to him. I don't know. But you think that's the reason that he's not calling you back?
Well, I don't know. Because afterwards, everything went great after too. he even walked me to my car, and it was kind of a nice little stroll in the starlight, and he gave me a kiss and a hug before he left. So I just, you know, it didn't seem like that was a deal breaker at the time. And I can't think of anything else that went wrong. So
okay.
I don't know. Maybe he didn't like it. I don't know.
Hmm. Yeah. All right.
Did you guys plan on a second date?
Yeah, well, I mean, literally after he kissed me, he said, I can't wait to go out with you again.
Oh. Well, I can't wait to find out why he's ghosting you.
I can't wait either.
Can't wait to hear the fart story.
Can you wait, Evan?
No, I can't wait, Jubal.
Oh, gosh. I really hope it's not
because social media guy, Christian, can you wait?
Absolutely not.
Producer Bennett, can you wait?
Not at all.
I guess we all can't wait. Then we'll play a song, come back, and then call him and see why he's not calling you back, okay?
Okay, thank you so much, right. Jubal.
And you do want another date with him if we can get you one.
Yes, I really like him.
Okay, all right. We'll play a song, come back, and then get your first date followed next. Whitney is on the phone. I'm sorry.
Are you pooping? Are you pooping?
Whitney, you've got to stop doing that, Whitney.
Y'all are embarrassing me. You are so mean.
Whitney is on the phone, and she's not getting a call back from a dude named Chad. And she thinks she's not getting a call back because they had a really good time. They went to dinner at a nice steakhouse. And in the middle of dinner, she accidentally, maybe he made it, Whitney accidentally let a slip. I don't know if it's because he made her laugh or what.
I cannot.
But she said that he laughed it off and it didn't seem to bother her too much. But that's the only reason that she can think she's not getting a call back. So we're going to get him on the phone and see if we can figure out what happened. All right, Whitney. I'm going to dial this one right now. Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hey, is Chad there?
Yeah, this is Chad.
Oh, hey, man, this is Jubal from The Jubal Show.
This is Alex from The Jubal Show.
This is English Emma from The Jubal Show.
The Jubal Show is a radio show.
Okay, yeah, oh, okay, yeah, I know that. I listen to you guys every morning. Never thought you'd actually call me.
Oh, really? Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. Well, yeah, we're calling you, and we're calling you today because you went on a date with someone, and now you're not calling them back.
Okay. All right. I know exactly who you're talking about. All right. I really can't believe this is happening right now.
Who do you think we're talking about?
Yeah.
It would have to be Whitney. This girl, Whitney, she's the only one I went on a date with recently, and she's kind of the only one I'm ghosting right now.
Bing bong.
Yep.
Okay.
We got it.
That's who you got. You got it right. It is Whitney. Whitney emailed us and told us about your first date, and she said that she really liked you and wants to know what happened.
It was a perfect date. Whitney was an amazing girl. I mean, I don't know if she told you, I don't sing for anybody, but I ended up singing for her. It was awesome.
She thought it was super cute.
Yeah, no, I really did like her. There was just kind of this giant red flag afterwards.
Mm.
Okay.
What happened?
She thinks you're not calling her back because she farted.
Does that sound familiar?
Yeah.
No, that's not it. No, I thought that was actually kind of funny.
Okay. So you did hear it.
I definitely heard it, yeah.
It's like it was the loudest one I've ever heard.
Okay. If it wasn't the fart, then why aren't you calling her back?
So now, like, after we kissed, I told her we should go on a second date. In the corner of my eye, I just kind of saw something moving around in her car. Ooh. And there was a baby in her car. I don't know if it was her baby.
A baby?
What?
A human
like a
baby?
A car seat, a baby, the whole nine. Yeah, yeah. And
by themselves?
By themselves, yeah. Like, it was a baby, just a baby in the car. I don't know if it was her baby. Maybe she borrowed the baby.
What?
I'm not sure what it was.
Are you sure it was her car?
It's definitely her car. Like, we went on this date for almost 2 hours. The entire time, there was a baby in the car.
What?
Okay. Are you sure, though? Like, for sure, you saw her get in that car?
I mean, yeah, like, that was definitely her car.
Okay.
What? Wow.
That's weird. I mean, she didn't tell us that.
She didn't tell you that she had a baby? Is she a nanny? Mm-hmm. I'm freaking out right now. If anybody left my kid in the car.
Yeah, I don't know whose baby it was, but it was super weird. I mean,
yeah.
What?
That is weird. In the car. Yeah.
That's so irresponsible. I'm mad at her now.
Yeah, she didn't mention anything about that. You know what? Let's just ask her whose baby that was.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. I actually forgot that she.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to tell you. Sorry about that.
Whitney is on the phone listening and wants to talk to you. And now we have a bunch of questions for you, Whitney.
A ton.
Hi, Chad. I'm pretty, like, I don't even know what's there now. I don't have a baby. My 13-year-old son was in the car. He's 13 years old. He can be in the car by himself. It was turned on. He had AC. He had water. He had his...
He sound like old enough.
Felt
to
like you're
have
talking about your pet. He had AC and water. He was fine.
13.
He had everything he needed. He was right around the corner for me. If he needed anything, he could call me. He could come into the restaurant. He knew exactly where I was.
It doesn't matter. Baby is a baby. That was a small child in the car, in the back of the car.
It's not a baby. He's a 13-year-old boy. He is fine. He has everything he needed, and he knew where I was. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, but anything could have happened. Like, that is not safe at all.
Being a single mom is hard, and sometimes, like, you can't just, like, make everything work with your schedule, so sometimes you have to compromise and make things work. And, like, I thought that you were worth seeing. He is fine in the car. He's 13. He's not a baby. I wouldn't leave a baby in a car.
Yeah. It's weird to call a 13-year-old a baby. That I made us think a whole different thing.
Thank
there.
You.
Yeah, 13-year-old is okay in the car, but like during a day for that long, that's a bit weird. Why don't you just leave him home?
I didn't get a chance to go home because I was going from one thing to another.
Yeah, like I don't understand. Anything could have happened to this kid. Like he was just hanging out in the car while we're taking our time, eating a meal. Like that is not safe.
He was perfectly safe. He was in a safe area, and I was right around the corner from him. Like, he is perfectly fine as a 13-year-old, and he can handle himself to sit by himself for 2 hours.
I don't think a 13-year-old can handle himself.
The only mom I know is Alex. Uh-huh. 13, old enough to keep in a car.
Yes.
By themselves.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
When I was a kid, my mom would leave me by myself all the time, and I was fine. Not when I was a baby, obviously, but as a 13-year-old.
Hold on. You said all the time she would leave you alone in the car?
When I was a teenager, like when I was 13, when I was 14, 15.
My parents used to leave me in the car all the time.
That's not a baby.
In 120 degree heat.
I was thinking it was like Matilda.
It was not. It was obviously not the heat. It's like wintertime. It's cool outside. He had everything he needed.
But still, like, you didn't tell me there was a kid waiting for you in the car. Like, we got dessert and everything. It took a while. Like, why didn't you just reschedule the date?
Because I just really liked you, and I wanted to see you, and I was scared that if I told you that I had a kid and I needed to reschedule, then you wouldn't want to see me. It's really hard dating as a single mom.
Probably because you leave the kid in the car.
Oh.
All right, well, hey, I got to ask the question.
Oh, Chad.
Chad, would you like to go out with Whitney again on another date? We'll pay for it.
Honestly, like, I really enjoyed the date. It was a lot of fun. Whitney, you were really cool. I really enjoyed our time together, but it seems like you have a lot of other responsibilities going on right now. You should probably focus on being a mom before we go on a second date. Like, I really think your judgment is totally off right now.
You think that my judgment off? Like, your judgment is off. Don't come at my parenting skills when you're not a parent and you don't know anything about it. Maybe you should check yourself and check your singing skills because that's what's off.
Oh, wow.
Getting aggressive.
Okay. Serious now.
All right. That's the girl who, like, a minute ago just claimed she loved my singing. So which one is it, Whitney?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know at that point you were going to sound like such a toad.
Toad?
But did you just call me a toad, like a frog? Is that, like, offensive? Was that meant to hurt my feelings? I don't even know how I should react right now.
That's how I should react.
The Jubal Show on demand.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.